Hello, this is Ken Ferry with this week's Boots in the Field report. Winter's ticking by. Hard to believe we're just, 40 days away from planting the 2024 crop? Many of you are tuning up your planters for opening day. Time spent on the planters now can bypass a lot of headaches later. While making sure all the technology works, let's be sure that we don't overlook some of the simple things, such as worn closing wheel assemblies, parallel bars, coulter bearings, some of those foundational pieces that just need to be in place. Spending time getting the planter ready may keep you from jumping the gun on tillage too quick. Be careful not to jump the starting line when it comes to tillage and put a compaction layer in that'll keep on giving the whole season long. 2024 could be your biggest crop of your career, so let's not knock it off target with that first tillage pass that we're going to make. You know, while sterile seedbed is a sweet place to plant into, a sterile seedbed on top of a compaction layer will bring trouble later in the growing season. You remember the simple guide, right? Gather up that soil right below tillage depth, ball it up in your hand, see if you can make a ribbon between your thumb and your forefinger. And if that ribbon of soil is an inch or more, it'll be compaction. It won't be a density layer that you'll be putting in. So make sure we're dry enough. Another chore you can do to keep you from jumping the gun is to collect some soil for grow outs in the shop to make sure that we don't have herbicide carryover issues. I'm concerned that some of last year's chemistry might carry over on this year's crop with how dry we were in May and June. The herbicides of concern will be those that have a 10-month cropping restriction. The fields with the higher risk are those that didn't receive tillage last fall to dilute this herbicide deeper into the surface. My recommendation is to collect soil off the surface only, about an inch and a half deep. Don't get too deep. Collect that sample in your possible overlap zone, so that'd be on the ends and the corners. Then collect a second sample in the field away from any of the overlap zones. Spread this soil out in a pan in a heated shop, probably about an inch and a half deep, and plant some soybeans, oats, and corn in that pan. Keep it watered in the shop window to try to trigger growth. Watch this grow out for potential herbicide symptoms, especially when the plants transfer from the seed starch to the root system. With any luck, all three will grow without a glitch. If the grow out shows herbicide issues, it'll give you some time to think about some options before sticking expensive seed in the ground. As I've said before, I'm a little nervous about carryover this spring after what we dealt with last spring in some areas. This past June was quite a bit drier than the June of 2022. While you're playing in the soil, it'd be a good time to put out some bait stations for wireworm and grub as well. You remember that process? We dig a hole about 6 inches deep. We bury a mixture of untreated corn seed and wheat. You can soak those overnight if you want, because we want them to decompose. Put them in the hole, cover it back up with dirt, put a piece of black plastic over to help warm that up. As that seed starts to decompose, it'll draw the insects, if they're there, into it. So then you're going to come back right ahead of planting. You're going to dig it back up and look through that grain for any wireworm or grubs that would be in that mix. The highest risk places is usually your south-facing slopes in a field, or any place with an unexplained stand issues the last time it was in corn. It's a good place to go back and set a bait station. A number of people have been inquiring when we should start planting beans with this unseasonally warm weather. Now, most, of course, are asking for their neighbor, out there. They're not asking for themselves. With our April planted beans in our plots, it typically takes 20 to 25 days to get them out of the ground. So a recommendation we would have is look up your last freeze date as far as what your area has and back it up about 20 to 25 days. Here in McLean County, the last freeze date, according to the weather survey, is May 3rd. So you back it up 25 days. That's going to put you in that April 9th to April 14th time frame. This will increase your odds of not having to replant if you get a freeze like we had last year on April 23rd. Down in Christian County, the last freeze date, according to the survey, is April 23rd. So that would push your planting window that last few days of March and the first part of April. Of course, realize these are estimates based on the past years from 1981 to 2010 on your frost date. Other things to consider, of course, would be your insurance dates and whether or not you are carrying early plant insurance. And also, when we leave those beans in the ground 20 or 25 days, they need to be protected, right, with seed treatments. So a scenario where we don't want to be dealing with SDS later in the season. This is also a good time to get your seed samples sent off to get them tested for vigor, allowing some time to make changes before planting if you need be. And we got a lot of samples at the lab. The first round that come back, it's not too exciting. So I'm hoping things improve from here on out as the seed samples come in. We were looking forward to Vilsack's announcement on the updated Crete model, which was supposed to happen at the Commodity Classic last Friday. Sounds like this has now been delayed for another couple of weeks. So I guess we're still on hold on that front. The crews have been out soil sampling and the pooling is going good. Thomas told us in December we would be sampling in March based on his weather charts, and he's right again. If you haven't turned in your spring testing needs, let's get that done now. There has been a lot of interest in our high-resolution program that we rolled out last week. Just let the office know which fields you want to enroll in the high-resolution, and our GIS team will go to work on them. To stay up to date, check out our website at croptechinc.com and subscribe to our podcast, Boots in the Field Report. Keep her safe, keep her moving.